spring is in bloom at Highland Park. As WXXI's Noel Evans tells us, volunteers have beautified one garden bed that serves as a living memorial to hundreds of people whose remains were discovered in an unmarked mass grave.
Gillian Condi is planting a tiny vine next to a wooden bench.
This is vinca.
Vinca.
Yep, vinca vine. And it's a perennial, periwinkle vinca. And so it will create a carpet all the way along around here. It'd be beautiful.
Condi and about 15 other volunteers are working this circular batch of garden. In the middle is a stone with a plaque dedicated to those whose remains were discovered in 1984 in a mass grave site here. They're believed to be residents of Monroe County's former almshouse, insane asylum, and penitentiary that used to be here.
This is not a unique place. Unfortunately, this is very, very common that people that have been in poverty, that had special needs, that were incarcerated, are the forgotten people that have been buried in mass graves.
Condi is vice president of DePaul, a nonprofit that provides support services and housing for people with special needs, including people with mental illness. She and others from DePaul started a grassroots campaign to create this memorial garden about 12 years ago. Along the ground are stones, some engraved with names and messages. One reads, "Dignity, respect, and love. Key to recovery." Signed by the New York Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services, also known as NYAPRS. For Len Statham, the graves, the messages, the garden, it's personal. Statham is the chief operating officer at NYAPRS.
It could have been me. It could have been a lot of people like me that were warehoused. It's really a tragic example of where we once were.
NYAPRS is a statewide coalition of mental health providers and peers like Statham. Peers are people with a mental illness who help others get their needs met and get to a place of recovery. The coalition was founded in 1981, born from social justice movements led by people with mental illnesses, people who had been institutionalized, like the Insane Liberation Front, the Psychiatric Survivors Movement, and the formation of clubhouses. Clubhouses are peer-run centers that provide opportunities for people with mental illness to connect and build community. Positive relationships and a strong support network are crucial to recovery. The first was Fountain House in New York City. Then, in the early 1990s, in Rochester, Gillian Condi says supportive housing took off. Supportive housing allows someone with special needs to live in neighborhoods and be part of communities. She says the model works because mental illness symptoms often ebb and flow, and so the support can be there when it's needed and stay on standby when it's not.
No two people have mental illness the same way. So you can't just have one size fits all.
Chris Tolhurst, who has also been working in the Remember Garden, was part of those efforts with DePaul 30 years ago. At first, he says the practice was unheard of.
People were afraid that it was going to be a disaster for people, that they were going to be out in the community without the supports they needed.
He says expectations shifted from keeping people out of state hospitals to helping people get jobs and live full lives like anyone else. But Condi says it's a challenge to build more supportive housing because it takes getting neighbors on board.
And sadly enough, every time is a huge amount of time is spent on educating people on who these people are and pushing back on all the stigma.
When Condi was trying to set up a housing unit for people in need in the village of Perry, there was pushback. The mayor, Rick Hauser, stepped in. And through community Q&As, the unit was built in 2019.
He really pushed the narrative. He recognized the need for it. He recognized it would be a stable force for people.
But even with the struggles today, she says it's important to acknowledge how far mental health treatment has come and to honor those who were locked away, mistreated, and then forgotten in unmarked graves, even if it's the simple act of planting flowers. Noel Evans, WXXI News.